Friday, August 28th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The August USDA crop production report said that Iowa had 13.55 million acres of corn. There have not been that many certified with the FSA yet. Surely, however, some acres will be lost from the combine, from the derecho, drought, and additional silage acres. If that totaled a 5% loss, that reduces harvested corn acres by 670,000 to 12.88 million. Purdue Extension says that if corn dies at Dent, that there can be a 40% yield loss. Only 49% of Iowa and 44% nationwide had reached Dent before the week's blast furnace that ended the growing season for a lot of corn. The loss is reportedly 12% at Half Milk Line. No corn was mature in Iowa as of last week. I'd estimated the yield loss at 20% from the derecho on those impacted acres. I think that it is realistic that given the drought that the Iowa crop has experienced a 20% yield loss overall. USDA had estimated the Iowa corn yield at 202 bushel per acre in the August report. Pro Farmer had reduced that to 180 bushel before the blast furnace this week, bringing premature death to the crop. Something like this has not happened since 1955 or 56 when I was 3 to 4 years old. Forgive me for not remembering. My dad had returned from military service to the farm in 1954, so had only been farming a couple of years. This is my son Matthew's first year farming in Iowa. He's farmed for over a decade in Bahia, managing some of our family land. Good timing. He will learn a lot about crop insurance. Circling back to Iowa corn production, abandonment will reduce acres harvested for grain to at least an estimated 12.88 million. Using a 20% yield loss across the board, that would be 161.6 bushel per acre yield. The difference would be 658 million bushel loss from the USDA August estimate. When you add in all the fringe states, the losses that they have experienced, you get above a billion bushels pretty easily. That 2.75 billion bushel 2020-21 corn carryover forecast, without other adjustments, becomes a 1.75 billion bushel corn carryover. Using the average 2015-2019 production data, Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, and Indiana districts that are being most impacted by the late season drought produce 49% of corn production. For those that like it put into the number for the national yield, a billion bushel loss is 12 bushel per acre. That would drop the national yield from 181.8 bushel per acre to near 170. I am putting my corn in the bin, thinking that we have a shot at $4 cash corn when this all sorts out. Again, I do not think that USDA crop condition scouts or September crop report enumerators are going to be able to do justice to what is happening to these crops. There's just too much variance from the poor finish. It will take combines before we get a real good picture on the yield impact. Harvest is going to come early, pushed prematurely so by the August drought. It's possible that the September stocks report will be the bullish surprise. Note strength in September corn Friday indicating that stocks have tightened up. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On soybeans, Iowa was to produce 9.12 million acres at 55 bushel per acre, according to USDA in August. I do not see Iowa averaging 50 bushel per acre anymore. I think that it has been proven that soybean yields are notorious to predict, however the crop is made or not made in August. Early planting did not help because the drought was going by mid-July. The soybean crop was set up for a record crop with high pod counts, but plants ran out of gas to fill them. Soybeans will be BB or small shot. There is La Nina brewing, and that has negative implications for both Brazilian and particularly Argentine soybean production. They are both sold out of their old crop. Chinese crush margins are excellent, and China will be coming here for soybeans until Brazilian new crop becomes available sometime in the new year. China is likely to buy at least 40 million metric tons of 2020 U.S. soybeans. Total Chinese soybean demand could reach 98 million metric ton. I talked with a hedge fund manager with Chinese investors who told me that with his revised U.S. production estimate and projected Chinese demand, he comes up with 150 million bushel U.S. soybean carryover. That, of course, is below pipeline supply. That would be a reenactment of the good old days. What I have experienced over my farming career is that while yields vary, that revenues per acre don't change as drastically. If yield is low, then prices rise to compensate to balance for dollars per acre. End users were expecting a huge harvest, and it will not be like that. Storage space should be no issue, and basis levels should firm. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or 712-227-1110.